Good day, everybody.
Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, and welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook from an award-winning chef in under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get untamed. So one recipe that I want to share with everybody is a simple recipe, and being that I am a Mexican-American, there's one thing I'm really great at. It's making beans. And I know it's funny, and a lot of people tell me all the time, how are your beans? You can tell a lot by the way a guy cooks Mexican food based off of the way he makes beans. I think it's very important also to have a special way of not only making beans, but also a signature way of doing it. Now, the hardest part about making beans is understanding when are they fully done. Now, there's this misconception we all have that beans are always supposed to be mushy, and that's not necessarily true. The best beans are the ones that are al dente, which means that they're to the tooth, fully cooked all the way through, and you can actually bite through them. Now, there's different types of beans. The most common and my most favorite is working with just a good old pinto bean. But it's what we do to the beans that really makes it so much more special. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to do is teach everybody the ratio. Whenever you make beans, no matter how many you're making, you do one part beans, three parts liquid. And I cannot stress that enough, because if you don't have enough liquid in there, and beans are going to expand about three times their size. And I know that sounds kind of hard to believe, but it is very, very true. So I always do, if I'm going to do one cup of beans, I'm doing 3 cups of beef stock. Now, I like using stock as opposed to water, because already we have a really great base and a great flavor. I like to also drop into the beans a whole onion, a whole carrot, and a whole celery. Now, this is important to get extra flavor out. Now, obviously, when we go to serve our beans, we want to remove all these because they're going to be just wilted down and completely just all the flavor sucked out of them. So they're going to be pretty much flavorless, but it's all going to be in that stock. And it's so important whenever you're making great beans that we want to make sure our liquid has all the flavor in it. So that way you're not having to put extra salt or anything in your beans afterwards. You're able to just enjoy them. I let them cook in my pressure cooker. Now, you don't have to have a pressure cooker. If you have a pressure cooker, once we hit full pressure, I'm going to go ahead and bring that down to a medium-low and just get almost what you would call a simmer, but for the next hour. And I cook them for 1 hour on a medium-low heat after I hit full pressure. Now, I always want to make sure that the liquid hasn't completely evaporated out of my pot. This is very important because we also want to make sure beans do burn fast, and if they run out of liquid, they will burn. After 1 hour of cooking, slowly release the pressure and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, and you can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.